Hi, it's Dan here from Flexible, and today we're going to talk about different ways you can charge clients if you're an AI automation agency. Let's dive in. So you've probably been under a rock if you are an agency and you haven't heard about AI, let alone started implementing it inside your agency, okay? It's a huge hot topic. It's the gold rush like I've never seen before. It is going to transform how we run our agencies and how we charge our clients and how we help our clients. I've always said that we're in a prime position to be the conduit between AI and the clients. We can be in the middle, and if we're able to connect the two to solve problems for our clients, then all of a sudden we're in a very strong position where we're able to negotiate really favorable payment terms and pricing. We're able to get, I call it getting our claws into the businesses so they can't do without us. You know, it's not like a Google ad service or a Facebook ad service where they can just cut you off at any time, right? If you get your claws in and help them and hide all your intellectual property, then all of a sudden you're starting to look at exclusivity agreements, you're looking at buyouts, and you're looking at all sorts of really exciting ways that you can get paid finally for the work that you've been doing for many years. And it's only now, I think, that clients are really going to start to value us marketeers and how much good work we do for them and how much they actually need us. It's a really, really big opportunity. So today I'm going to talk about the different ways we can charge clients for what we do. So if we're going to talk about leads and how AI helps with leads, I need to explain a little bit about what our offer is to clients in order to get our foot in the door. Everything that comes after that, we can charge for as well, okay? But the easiest and simplest and fastest way to get our foot in the door with clients and start helping them and solving problems for them is database reactivation with AI. It's a 100% performance-based offer where we say to the clients, we will take all your old leads that you've thrown in the bin that are dead to you, and we will turn them into sales or appointments using AI and SMS. If it doesn't work, you don't pay us. Just chuck us over some of your old leads and we'll get started. And we close that via a demo and we paste our prompt into the OpenAI playground. We hide a lot of the information so that the client doesn't see our intellectual property or even know that it's OpenAI. And then we demo back and forth like a prospective lead for their business. Usually they're just blown away by this. They can see instantly that it's going to, you know, change their business, right? So once they've experienced it and they say that they're in, the next thing we want to do is negotiate, if we're doing a 100% performance deal, what anchor point we get paid on. So we're doing performance basis. This is the first charging model, by the way. Performance basis, and we get paid on an anchor point. I'm going to use, let's say, mortgage as an example. So the first anchor point is an appointment, okay? So you run the sales android to their database, the lead goes back and forth with the bot, and then the bot books in an appointment. Okay, there's hundreds of appointment setting bots out there. You can get paid per appointment. Okay, the next anchor point you can get paid on is per show on appointment. Okay, the one after that, the document sent out in the post to the client to sign if they're old school. The next one could be when all of the documents come back and they're signed. That could be the next one. And then it goes all the way through to the sale, those different anchor points. And you'll usually find with most industries, there's, you know, 3 to 7 different anchor points you can negotiate with a client. And by the way, they know all of those different drop-off rates all the way through that process. So it's kind of up to them on what they want to pay on, but it could range from, you know, $50 per appointment all the way through to $3,000 per sale. And the other thing that people always ask is, how do you trust the client? How do you trust to pay on the different anchor points? And that's a really good point, because if you don't have trust with the clients, they're going to rip you off, okay? So we always try and request access to their CRM. Before that, we try and work with people that we actually trust and like. They're not really clients at this point. They're a partner. We're growing with them, okay? So we want to go with our gut feeling. That's, for me, that's very important. Then you want to have access to their CRM, and then you can start tagging, you know, if they've got a dev team or whatever, right? Some clients don't, but if they've got a dev team, they can tag anytime there's a sale and send that notification back to you. And then you can invoice at the end of each week or however you want to do it. Okay. So trust, access to CRM and tagging, or they can send manual daily reports to you, which some clients do if they're smaller, and that works just fine too. On the flip side of that, you can still do performance basis, and a lot of people are starting to do this now where you're able to charge like 10K or whatever it is for them to draw down on that 10K. So it's performance basis, but it's a credit that they start with that they pay you for. Okay, so let's say you think you can get 100 appointments at $100 each, 10K from their database, then you get a 10K upfront payment that you're going to refund to them if you can't get an appointment, which you need to make clear. And then you will draw down on that $10,000, which means that you get paid faster and you can start covering your costs more, like the SMS costs and OpenAI or whatever, right? So if they're, some of them are smaller clients where they don't have big databases and you're helping them with, you know, maybe their speed to lead or something like that, then you're able to charge the traditional SaaS model, okay, which is, you know, $497 a month or whatever it is for the AI bot to license the bot into their business. However, the great thing about what we're doing here and how valuable it is that what we're able to show them, we're able to take money on the back end as well. And we have plenty of students doing this, charging $497 a month and also taking 10 to 15% of the commission of every sale or whatever anchor point that is, if that makes sense. So you have performance, 100% performance, then you have upfront drawdown facility performance, and then you have the kind of SaaS model, which is a smaller amount per month, but you're able to supercharge that SaaS model with a payment on the back end as well, which works very successfully and can be extremely lucrative. We've had dudes in my community go from zero to 20K per month in 6 weeks just using this model alone. Okay, so it's very powerful. So the next model is the trusty retainer. This still works well. I mean, you know, I haven't been the biggest fan of retainers in the past because I like to get paid on my performance and how well I do rather than just a flat fee. But we had a very big client come on recently who we knew we were going to blow up. They have a huge kind of database and, you know, 10,000 leads per week or whatever coming in. And we knew that if we got paid on performance, our bill was going to be like six figures a month, right? So they knew this as well. And they said, listen, can we just like cap you on a monthly retainer? And you just help us and we'll do a 3 month test, right? And you just help us on anything we need to do with AI in our business at that point in time. All right. So we were happy to do that because it was a very chunky retainer. That 3 months has just ended and they've wanted to continue that on for another 3 months. Okay. After that, I've said, right, after that, we're done. We need to start having some serious talk about commercials at this point. Okay. So chunky retainers work really well too if you want to help them in kind of every little different aspect of their business, which could be their lead gen side. It could be helping them connect AI with Facebook Messenger. They've got lots of DMs coming in. Same with Instagram. It could be putting live chat on their website. There's just so many different applications where you can help clients, really. My phone just went off there. You know, there's just so much you can do and so much you can get paid on. So that might work for you if that is something that you want to do. One thing I've noticed is when you're transacting with clients and you're talking to them as much as you can, right, you want to start having conversations with them about what problems they're having. You want to have your ear to the ground, right? One of our clients that we're working with at the moment was complaining about how much it was costing their team to collect the documents. You know how I was saying before about with mortgage, they have the documents that go out for signing and then the documents that come back. That is something that's very old school in my opinion. I mean, why wouldn't you use DocuSign? I don't know, but it still happens in a lot of industries, right? So you can start helping implement stuff on their back end, right? So you can build their document collection AI, which, by the way, you can replace their entire collection staff with. I mean, it's happening right now. It's kind of scary in a way, but you're going to save them so much money, and you're also going to make them more money, which is really, really powerful if you combine it with what you're doing on the leads and the front end, if that makes sense. So if you're going to do something like that that has such big value and such huge value to a business, which is where we're at. I mean, we're world leaders, you know, not just us, but people that are doing AI automation now. It hasn't been done before, okay? You are literally an expert in this field, okay? It is so new. You have the ability to go and talk to any client you want and make really big changes and savings and more money for these people, right? So you, as I was saying, you're the conduit. It's time for you to get paid, okay? But if you're solving huge problems like this, which will literally, like, it could, it's going to save this client millions of dollars per year in staff costs and overheads, then you need to negotiate a deal which looks after your agency, and this could retire you. Do you know what I mean? It's really powerful. So make sure that you don't undersell yourself, because I think what's going to happen is there's going to be about a 2-year period before, you know, all of these big CRMs like Salesforce and people like that start implementing, you know, what we're doing here. And at that point in time, things might get a little bit commoditized, and I think the prices will go down. But for now, you have, you know, the ability to charge on performance. All right. So always charge on performance if you can, when you're making a big saving like that. So you might want to negotiate how every time a pack comes back, or all the documents come back because of what you've built for them, you get paid a certain amount, okay, a one-off thing. If that happens 100 times a week, you earn 100 times that. If it happens 1,000 times a week, then it's 1,000 times that figure, okay? And the client really hasn't got anywhere to go, because what you're charging is still significantly less than what they're paying out in all of their costs and overhead. Okay, so I've definitely thrown a lot at you today with the different ways to charge and the opportunities that you might have as a AI automation agency. And I've got some tools or information if you want to find out more about exactly what we're doing. The first one is a 3-day challenge. It's called the Prince Charming Challenge. It shows you exactly what you need to do in order to land clients and run this database reactivation with AI stuff. It's very powerful. And as I said, it's an amazing foot in the door for all this other exciting stuff that I was talking about, okay? I also have a school community. It's called the AI Automation Ninjas. There's a really great community there where people are talking about different ways to charge, how to get clients, they need help with their prompts, their automations, their bots, you know, whatever that is. And also how to implement a lot of the Prince Charming stuff that I spoke about in the 3-day challenge. So that's really powerful. And finally, if you are like just looking for some help and you don't understand anything that I've been saying, or I'm just like going off the plot and it's just chaos to you, but you're interested in AI automation, then just comment below, and me or my team will be in the comments, ask some questions, and we'll get back to you. All right. I hope you've enjoyed this video today. I'll speak to you soon.